Let's talk a little bit about adjuvant systemic therapy, the patient with a HER2 positive tumor. Can you talk about sort of what we've learned over the last year, year and a half in terms of the use of trastuzumab and how you approach this situation clinically?
Our approach to the woman with HER2 new positive disease has really changed over the last 2 years. In the past, we approached everybody with systemic chemotherapy, period. Now we know that the woman who has HER2 new positive disease has a worse prognosis and has an option through trastuzumab of really improving her odds of recurrence and her survival. So the question becomes, whom do you use it in? And how do you combine it with systemic chemotherapy? And for some of our patients that have completed chemotherapy, is there a role for going back and giving them single agent trastuzumab to avoid systemic recurrence? So I think all of those are questions that we're all trying to grapple with. The data clearly supports the use of trastuzumab. The NCCN guidelines would suggest that you should consider trastuzumab in anyone who has a tumor that is bigger than a centimeter. That doesn't mean everybody should get it, but it should be considered. The things that I take into account when looking at whom to give trastuzumab to is the tumor size, the nodal status. But I also look at the patient's other comorbidities. Do they have cardiac dysfunction? And you really need to be very cognizant of that. How old are they? There's almost no data on trastuzumab in women over the age of 70. And we know that the risk of cardiac toxicity increases as you get beyond age 50 to 55. So again, it's not a simple question of every woman should get trastuzumab who's HER2 new positive. It again needs to be individualized to her tumor characteristics and her other comorbidities.
What about the use of trastuzumab without chemotherapy?
There's no data. We know that in metastatic disease, trastuzumab as a single agent has some reasonable activity, 20 to 24% response rates in metastatic disease, which is quite impressive. In the adjuvant setting, we have no similar information, so I tend not to use trastuzumab alone in the adjuvant setting. I know some people are. Some people are combining it with hormonal therapy in the adjuvant setting. I'm not. There is no data yet supporting that approach. I tend, if I'm going to use trastuzumab, to combine it with chemotherapy, and then the question becomes, what chemotherapy? Do I do what the clinical trials did, which was AC followed by Taxol? Do I do TCH as the BCIRG did, or do I do TC in the patient that I may want to obviate the use of an anthracycline and avoid the cardiac toxicity? So all of those are options.